Dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning. Hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. You are listening Auroville News from Auroville for Auroville today and tomorrow. And today is 8th of December and here in Auroville is partly cloudy on 23 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says cloudy with a couple of showers and thunderstorm, and over the night we can expect considerable clouds with a couple of showers and thunderstorm. Temperatures from low of 24 to high of 29 degrees Celsius with heat index on 31. Winds from northeast at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 96%. We're gonna share with you today some announcements, some information and some invitations, and let us start with announcements. The Resident Assembly Service would like to share the outcome of the 3-day selection process for the 7 new members of the Working Committee as well as the 2 replacement members of the Auroville Council. All participants were asked to give their opinion on the process and on the outcome of a scale between 1 and 10 related to the 12 qualities. They got a 7 for both, the process and the outcome. And the outcome is, for the Auroville Council, Guy and Veronique are the 2 new members. And Working Committee, Carl, Elisa, Mandakini, Ranjit Kumar, Angela, Manohar and Eric. There was a long and deep discussion and process on the selection related to Eric, which is a member of the now existing Working Committee. After 5 different ways of looking at it, his name always came up again and again, so the room had decided to welcome him for the next 1 year, and also to make the handover from the existing group smooth with the new group. And we are all invited to welcome the new members next Monday, 15th of December, in the Unity Pavilion. The event will start at 4:30 p.m. and it will end with a dinner. The event will be joyful and light, supported from some of our schools and FIFS clown activities and etc., and sponsored dinner together. No boring talks, no deep discussion. Just a space to make contact with the new members and to give them support. And a reminder and invitation to Involutionary Café at Unity Pavilion tonight at 6:45 p.m. with this week's session on the U theory of Otto Scharmer, since they were not able to show it last time. Tea and biscuits, they will be served from 6:45 and film at 7 p.m. Hosts are David from Lemnosity and Uli from Auroshilpa. And every Thursday at 5 to 5:30 p.m. we are invited for a silence meditation for Auroville at Matrimandir with focus on this sentence. Please, Mother, bring us more consciousness right now. Thank you. In December, between 26 to 31st, SACAR, Sri Aurobindo Center for Advanced Research in Pondicherry, organized Living Within Study Camp in English in dialogue between Savitri and Det with speakers Dr. Alok Pandey and Dr. Ananda Reddy. For registration, we need to contact sacarstudycamps@gmail.com or we can call them on 944-3019-172 or 999-419-0403. And I'm saying that after a wonderful start with the first camp on concentration and meditation, they are now hosting a camp on dialogue between Savitri and Det. They invite us to join them for the camp and benefit from the 2 eminent speakers. Kailash Clinic informs us that since about a month there is a dengue fever epidemic in our area. Since the disease is spread via mosquito bites, they are asking us to be careful and protect ourselves and our family from mosquitoes. In case if we have some of the following symptoms, we should pay a visit to a doctor and have ourselves checked and tested. The symptoms are sudden high fever, severe headaches, pain behind the eyes, severe joint and muscle pain, nausea, vomiting, skin rash, and in most cases, an affected person recovers by himself or herself with resting, taking lots of fluids and controlling temperature with paracetamol or ibuprofen. Nevertheless, it is important to do a blood test called CBC to monitor platelets and few other parameters. This would show if one is safe to recover at home or if his hospitalization is required. It is very important to know that one should not take aspirin to reduce fever. It can be dangerous in case of dengue fever. Those who take blood thinners should be particularly careful. There are also other viral infections in the area, so don't get alarmed unnecessarily. One may catch a respiratory virus that would also produce symptoms like cold, running nose and sore throat. And from the other side, from Sunlit Future and the Grundfos Foundation, comes an information that they are working on a project to bring clear water to 100 villages across India. The first phase of the project will deliver water to 12,400 people in 28 villages in Orissa, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh. The Grundfos Foundation will co-sponsor the construction of the first 28 of 100 solar-powered pumping system in 100 villages. Sunlit Future, in partnership with three local Indian NGOs, Gram Vikas, Pragati Pratichan and Haritika, will work locally to ensure that the communities are organized and educated to take care of installations in the future. And Rishi Kapoor, executive from Sunlit Future from Oroville, says, bringing safe drinking water closer to the homes will lead to improved health and hygiene, quality of life and dignity for the women who have to carry heavy loads of water over long distances every day. The saving of time and energy will give a chance for earning more incomes for our livelihood, improving education for children, reduce health costs and better families, leading to a healthier communities and societies in the long run. Bharat Nivas and Pavilion of Tibetan Culture International Zone informs us that from 1st of January 2015 onward, the roads through Bharat Nivas to Pavilion of Tibetan Culture will be closed to all vehicles. It will only remain as a walking path. They request everyone to take the road between Bharat Nivas and visitor center to the main gate of the Tibetan pavilions with their vehicles, and they are sorry for the inconveniences. And White Peacock Clay Club is looking for volunteers willing and able to help them with garden and work around at their new building in kindergarten area. The new space wants to become beautiful, so we can call Anna on 7598671669 if we have some time and energy to spare. At Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen Sri Kiriya Joshi, Let Us Work to Restore the Veda, Part 4, The Seven Rivers, which is a precise description of several levels of consciousness and the processes to reach them at Sri Aurobindo found, in the Veda in the first hymn to Agni, the seven rivers of the Rishi Vishwamitra. With this translated hymn by Sri Aurobindo, Sri Kiriya Joshi is showing that the Veda contains the highest possible understanding of the divine consciousness, the human consciousness and the connections between the two, and the method to which by which you can arrive from human consciousness to divine consciousness so that the highest fulfillment becomes possible. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an Indian action drama thriller, Brave Woman, made in India 2014 by director Pradeep Sarkar. And tomorrow there will screen German drama Sleeping Sickness, made in Germany in 2011 by director Uli Keller. And on Wednesday we can see an interesting documentary, Stories We Tell, made in Canada in 2004 by director Sarah Polley. And Sri Aurobindo wrote, sincerity means more than mere honesty. It means that you mean what you say, feel what you profess, are earnest in your will. As the sadhak aspires to be an instrument of the divine and one with the divine, sincerity in him means that he is really in earnest in his aspiration and refuses all other will or impulses except the divine's. Thank you for listening us. So you can contact us on Oroville Radio.org.